Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Big shout out to Atlanta United. We're out here at the training grounds. My people. Mike Conte and Jason were out here announcing the game, too. I mean, they made it sound big time. When I walked in and they were in the back stadium, there's so many training, you know, fields here. They've got different pitches. I guess you guys were on pitch, what, three?
I think it was. I think this is four.
There's stands, and so when I got here, I heard Conte and Longshore talking about you guys playing. It was the media game out here today. Lots of fun. A played. Mike Johnson played. I'm sure Mike's going to talk about this on Monday on the morning shift. But big shout out to Atlanta United. They fed us as well out here, man. Pretty nice spread, by the way. Did you get some food?
Saw some Big Dave's situation going on.
It was
there.
Great. Yeah,
I did not. I'm still on keto. It's a sad dude. Do you know how sad it is for me? Because you know me.
I do.
You've seen me eat.
I do.
I can eat.
You can.
I mean, like with the best of them.
Yes, you can.
It is so upsetting to have to turn down free food.
Now, are you?
Because I'd eat like six of those.
Are you easily? Are you training for a race or something? What are you doing?
No, I mean, obviously we got Peachtree coming up, but I'm not. I don't think training is ever the right word to describe my running.
Okay. You still running with your group?
Yeah.
Okay. How's that going?
It's good.
All right. Yeah. He's got a running group.
Dunwoody Roadrunners. Shout out.
Yeah. Big shout out to them. So I saw the picture maybe last year, and I was like, who is this? So that's going on. That's where we are today, hanging out. We got a lot to get into, man. If you're just joining us, Hawks continue to interview potential candidates for their president of basketball ops. One of the names that came up is Danny Ferry. And people have been responding to that today as he is a guy that's on the list to be interviewed. If he's been interviewed, I don't know if it's already happened, but bottom line is he is a guy. And it sparks up a conversation, Abe, that's kind of interesting. And you said, all I care about is winning.
Yeah.
A lot of people have hit me up and said the same thing.
Yeah.
Dukes, it's 10 years ago. I don't care. All I want to do is win. I don't care if they bring in, you know, Santa Claus. Let's bring in the right guy. So it's interesting, but you guys can hit us up on social media.
How quickly does this have to be done? Because you got a month and a half or so till the draft,
well,
and you got the draft combine, or I don't know how much that matters.
Listen, I would hope that this is done in the next couple of weeks. Here's the reason for me. You allow this individual who's going to be fresh eyes to come in and evaluate what you have. You also allow them to come in and start to lay out whatever plan that they might have, because that's being talked about in these meetings, right? I mean, if I'm interviewing you, I'm like, hey, what's your plan for the Hawks? I want to know,
yeah.
Right? Even if you don't know the intricacies of what's going on inside the organization, you have a general idea of here's what I'd like to do. So you gotta get moving. And then we got, you know, again, the draft. Do you want to make a move? Are you trying to trade? Make trades there? What are you doing? And then also, obviously, the trade decision. I mean, that's something that probably needs to be known internally and maybe where they're going, so you can start planning how you want to handle where this team and what it's going to look like, where they're going to go. Either way, I don't know when this hire will happen, but that would be my guess.
I think it's got to be by the end of the month.
I would hope.
I think you're working on maybe Steve Koonin will be able to answer a little bit of that for us, but I think you got to be working on like a timeline.
Correct.
To hire this guy.
Yeah, I think so too. All right, 404-726-0929. Let's talk about what we saw last night. And look, when you hit this, by the way, I'm watching this last night, Knicks and Detroit.
Yeah.
And we said Detroit was going to be a hard out. Mm-hmm. I was telling people all year they're a really talented team, and they're coming.
Yeah.
But they lose the series to the Knicks 4-2.
Sure.
But I see Jalen Brunson hit this game winner last night.
Yes.
And I'm saying that's what we're missing. We haven't seen Trey hit game winners in the last 4 years in these moments. We've seen him hit them in the regular season.
Right.
But not in the playoffs where the rest of the country's watching and everybody's got eyes on the NBA. And Jalen Brunson is the most underrated star in the NBA. When he left Dallas, everybody said, oh, he's only good because he's playing with Luka. He goes to Dallas. He is a standout star, Abe. And if you didn't watch this series, now, guys, he gave the Pistons 35 almost every night. I think he had 40 last night. And I'm just saying, like, I'm watching that and I'm going, this is what we've been missing.
I want to defend our guy for a moment because it too long ago, I think I remember Trey hitting a shot that sent you into overtime in a play-in round. Now, I know it's not quite the same, but you're talking about season-saving shots in that moment. Trey hit one.
It's not the same.
I agree. I understand that. But I'm also not going to sit here and say it's been 4 years since do it in a meaningful moment.
The only time that it's meaningful, unfortunately, is the playoffs. Trey hit a half-court shot in Utah this year, I think, to win the game.
Right. Yeah.
And it was the regular season. But it was a great moment in the regular
okay,
season.
But
it was like great.
I'm saying just 10 days ago, you're down two with 10 seconds left, and Trey takes it to the rim. That's all I'm talking about. I'm saying I want to give him a little credit.
I just feel like, and I say this is what I'm talking about, is this is why our star is not being recognized the way that he should be.
Well,
he's not mine.
It's also not just the shot-making ability. It's the mentality for Jalen Brunson.
It is.
And it's also where he plays. Because if Trey played in New York, I think you'd get a lot more of it. And if Jalen played here, Jalen Brunson, you'd get a lot less of it.
Okay. But I also think not being in the real playoffs for four years.
It does. Agree. Yes.
Doesn't help us. All right. With that said, I want to talk about J.J. Redick for a quick minute. J.J. Redick, last year, for those who don't remember, was on ESPN. Matter of fact, he was doing First Take, I think, with Stephen A. Smith. And Doc Rivers loses, you know, in the playoffs. And he criticized Doc about being accountable. So I want to go back and let you hear this because now, ironically, Abe, he's being criticized for the same thing as the late in his first year. This is J.J. Redick on First Take last year.
Conference. Side note real quick. No one's going to react. Audio there? We've been seven minutes since we showed that audio. Nobody's going to react to Doc's audio?
Do you want me to get it for you?
I can repeat it. I've seen the trend now. Trend for years.
What's the trend?
The trend is always making excuses. Get Doc, we get it. Taking over a team in the middle of the season is hard. It's hard. We get it. Just like getting traded in the middle of the season is hard for a player. We get it. Mm-hmm. But it's always an excuse. It's always throwing your team under the bus. They lose to Memphis. Oh, it's his players' fault. Memphis was playing G League guys and two-way guys. And then you look at his quotes over the weekend. Now he wants to take credit for the James Harden trade to the Clippers working out. He wants credit for that. There's just no. There's never accountability with that guy.
Well, let me say a couple of things.
Wow. Okay, JJ. So you guys just lost, gentlemen sweep. You had LeBron and Luka. I don't care about it being soft body Luka or the fact that LeBron is 40 years old. You have two of the premier players in the league, and you just lost in the first round. So where is your ability? This is J.J. Redick just yesterday.
I'll start with the offseason and the work that's required in an offseason to be in championship shape. And, you know, we have a ways to go as a roster. And certainly there are individuals that were in phenomenal shape. There's certainly other ones that could have been in better shape. That's where my mind goes immediately is you know, we have to get in championship shape.
Excuses. Guys, he's talking about Luka.
But he didn't say Luka.
He's talking about Luka.
What?
We have to get in championship shape? He ain't talking about LeBron. Come on.
Dorian Finney-Smith and Rory Hachimura. Better busted in the offseason. No, of course.
He's talking to Austin Reeves.
Yeah, that's right. No, I get it. I will say this because I'll make the excuses for J.J. Redick if he's not going to come on the air. I do think that it was always a tough ask to ask the Lakers to go on a run considering the timeline of when Luka came over.
So this was false gold? I mean, like,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, I think so.
Well, but when the trade happened, Abe, everybody said, oh.
I also think the difference between Doc Rivers and J.J. Redick is a first-time head coach.
Okay.
And Doc Rivers, who's been there before for good or for bad.
Doc's not any good. He's not.
Which is why he's making excuses.
I'm just – look.
I agree, but I think there are some allowances. I think there are allowances for a first-time head coach to make mistakes.
Okay.
That you aren't giving the allowances for Doc. Right or wrong, I'm not saying there should be.
So you're saying that J.J. Redick was not listening to his assistants?
Is LeBron an assistant?
No, he's not. And the reason why I say that is
do
because –
do you think J.J. Redick –
Well, here's the deal, though. He's got experienced assistants on the bench.
All right.
He was asked that question before game four, J.J. Redick stormed out – or before game five,
yeah.
Should I say. He stormed out and said, oh, you don't think I talked to my assistants?
He's got to say whatever he's got to say.
He's got veteran assistants
care.
On the bench.
I was in Cleveland when LeBron was there with David Blatt.
Blatt was a clown. You and I both know it.
I just don't think he was ever given a chance. I don't think Ty Lue was the coach of that team. I was there. LeBron was the coach of that team. Why am I supposed to feel differently now? Because it's the Lakers?
Wait a minute. David Black.
You think J.J. Redick is saying, LeBron, LeBron, it's late third quarter. It's time for your normal 2 minutes to sit down in game four with the team down 2-1.
Yeah, how about I don't take you out, LeBron? I know you're 40. I'm not going to give you any rest in the second
you
half.
You think he didn't try and take LeBron out?
Of course,
and LeBron said, "I'm not coming out."
He could have subbed at any time all five of those guys, and he chose not to. But wait a minute, let's go back to Black for a second. Let's go back to Black.
All right, because
the famous
LeBron was a clown, or Black was a clown. I get that.
The famous,
but he also is not given a chance.
You've got the premier player in his prime, and it's a game-winning play. I don't even know who they were playing. Mike and I talk about this all the time, and this was the soundbite where LeBron says Black came into the huddle, and he's like, "We're going to throw it here, and you need to pass here." And LeBron grabbed the clipboard from him and said, "Screw this," and threw like an X between it, and said, "Give me the ball," and then wins the game. Sometimes it's simple. I got Kobe in the huddle. You get the ball. I got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar up. You get the ball. It's not that hard. And Blatt is like, "We're going to pass it to the left, and then you cut." LeBron's like, "What?" So come on,
LeBron
man.
Went all Bobby Plump on him. I'll make the shot.
It's ridiculous.
No, I agree, but I don't know how much I'm buying still. And maybe
J.J. Redick?
Yeah, coaching that team with LeBron. No,
you don't think he's gonna be a good coach?
I have no idea, but I don't think he's being given an opportunity to coach the team.
Okay, I think his other star is out of shape.
That well, sure, certainly.
And his mental was not right this year.
Yeah,
and I can understand that. Again, that trade from Dallas was traumatic for him. So I understand that. We're talking about J.J. Redick. By the way, real quick while we're on the NBA, Hawks, again, looking for a president of basketball ops. A variety of guys are going to be interviewed. Some have already been interviewed. We'll give you that list coming up a little bit later as we continue to talk about the Danny Ferry story, because Danny Ferry is one of the candidates. We're going to talk to Rick Stroud as we go around the NFL in our division, guys. Rick covers the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We're going to talk to him at around 4:20. And then Steve Koonin, Hawks CEO, is going to join us at about 4:40. So we'll get a chance to see what Steve's able to say about this hunt, this chase for a new guy to come in, person. We don't know who it's going to be. So I don't know if it's man or woman. But bottom line is they're looking to get a fresh set of eyes on this product and see, you know, if somebody has the vision to maybe take it where it needs to go. Steve Koonin's going to join us at 4:40. Real quick, Caitlin Clark, did you see this, Abe? Caitlin Clark, there's a preseason game.
Yeah.
The tickets are going for a day back at the station. Did you tell me $400?
$440 is, one of the lowest prices for a preseason game against Brazil.
This is nuts. I mean, everybody talked about Caitlin Clark last year, and then like one-year wonder, one-year hit. It's not. She is going to be one of the biggest phenomenons and continues to be. And when I read this earlier and I was like, this can't be right. And Day was like, no, it's right. $400 for a preseason game to see Caitlin Clark? Come on. There's no way.
There's a way for people who have a lot more money and expendable income than I do. I'll check it out on TV. Look, the big question is, can the rest of the league ride along, right? They need other people to help uplift the league. And I think that's what Angel Reese has been getting after. And I think you look at Cameron Brink and Paige Beckers and some of the other
Paige.
Stars.
That's right.
They have got to also be in a situation where we can't just look at and say, all right, attendance for the Washington Mystics, 9,000. 10,000, 9,000, 18,000 when Indiana comes, 9,000. It has got to be a lot. Other people
but that's what
bringing
it is.
In. Yeah,
that's,
I know. But I think the league is close to where it's not just Caitlin Clark. She's think, not the only draw.
I think part of it, too, is the media has to continue because if we're honest, that's kind of what led to everything. The media coverage that women's basketball got. Caitlin Clark's junior and senior year, but of course you got to throw in Angel Reese and all the other young ladies, the South Carolina team. So the media hype that was there, they kind of got to continue that. They can't just kind of fall off and just focus solely on Caitlin. They got to kind of – there's other talent out there that they're going to have to try to find a way to drive some momentum behind them to keep that hype there and keep the – like you said, Abe, keep those ticket sales trying to, you know, go up versus, oh, it's only up because Caitlin's here. Now we're all the way back down 10,000.
And the concern is what happened in the women's college basketball tournament, is that you have a couple of draws and it just doesn't equal what it did with Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. The TV ratings this year for the women's tournament was way down. Not like a little down and you expect the drop off. I mean, it was like back to what it always had been.
Well, if you're now, part about of it is championship game was a blowout.
Yeah,
yes.
That's part of it. And I also think they need to adjust the timeline for the women's. You can't be masking it on the same day as the men's tournament. You're just not going to get views.
No, I agree.
And I understand you're student-athletes. You can't just play on Tuesday, Wednesday. I understand it, but they got to find a way to not go head-to-head with the men's tournament.
Well, the championship game is at 3 o'clock on Sunday.
It needs to be a night game.
It needs to be a night game.
And it needs to not be a 40-point blowout.
That and it needs to be on ABC. That's the other part.
Yeah.
It can't be on ESPN. If you're going to try to grow the women's game, is what we're talking about. All right, I just wanted to mention that. We got plenty more to dive into, guys. By the way, 4th and 1 brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Thanks to Mark Raimondi last hour. Coming up, we're going to talk with Steve Coonan and also Rick Stroud this hour. Stay right there.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.